Here we are. I'm very pleased about that. Your presence, yes. The simple act of choosing to press play and listen to this new session demonstrates to me that you are very, very committed to permanent gay change. You already know, deep down within, that gay is good for you. Gay is better for you. In fact, it's very, very difficult to even hear me say the word gay without getting a bit excited in your pants. If you're not ready to go with the flow of that excitement, you are in the wrong place. I know that isn't the case. You know that isn't the case. And right now, there isn't anybody else here for you to have to worry about. That takes a great deal of weight off the old shoulders, doesn't it? I'm sure it does. You can really, really relax about the fact that your gay sexual orientation is a secret little story between just you and me and your pants. Those pants. Let's open them up. It's amusing to me that when you open a guy's pants and you give a clear signal that it's okay, just relax. Rock out with your cock out. Everything just gets nice and warm and friendly. And it's much, much easier for him to just let himself go. When you open up your pants and you whip it out, you probably notice how much more difficult it is to keep secrets. How much more difficult it is to stay figuratively zipped up. And so, let's up the ante a little bit, okay? I want you to resist the temptation to put your paws all over yourself for just a little bit longer. We'll get there. Just you wait. Waiting is very, very important. And learning to relax while you wait just might be the most important lesson of all. And so, in the interest of your education, see now, open your eyes. Good. Open your eyes. I'm going to have you close them again in a moment. When I say close, you'll close your eyes, focus, relax, and picture your cock in twice as much detail. The exact size, shape, contour, color. Close. Focus. You know yourself so well that you can do this very, very well. Good. Take your time. No rush. Now, open your eyes. Good. Open your eyes. It takes a great deal of concentration to do this, but it's concentration that you definitely have within you. And so for now, continue doing that. About 10 or 15 seconds, envisioning your cock in as much detail as you can. Then, open your eyes. If you're not the most visual person, you can definitely look in your lap for reference. But just continue to do this. And you know, I can't promise that eventually it won't be worth opening your eyes up once more. But usually people fail to keep up with the exercise after even just 5 to 12 attempts. So when that happens, it's better to just not worry about your eyes still being closed and being completely ready to participate in my next task. I can't promise that, but when this naturally happens, then usually you are hypnotized fully, whether you anticipated it or not. The important thing is that you're still opening your eyes open and closing again. Close. And really, really drilling down to get this photographic idea about your cock the way it really is. A phallus standing in for everything you know about your sex life. That might be the purpose. But this isn't about purpose. It's about how easy it is to close your eyes and focus. Good. It's so hard that going inward, just staying inward, reveals itself to be easier. Easier than going outward. Maybe as you move in and out, open and close, close, back and forth, you only consciously hear a certain percentage of the words I say. But your subconscious mind is so quiet and so good at everything that comes its way that it catches every suggestion, that it hears every word I say, that it takes over, allowing your conscious mind to open, close, focus, and envision your cock just perfectly, just perfect, right now. Good. Very good. That was so good that we're up for a bit of a challenge. Now, allowing your eyes to just rest. Rest closed, just absolutely rest. Instead of focusing only on how your cock looks, I want you to see yourself stroking it. It's as if we're shooting a little incriminating sex tape and you're the star. That's right, that's okay. No touching, no actual touching, not yet. Just closed eyes. Focus and engage your mind's eye. Good. Your fingers wrapped around your cock, just watching yourself stroke, stroke, stroke. By now, you're in a lightly relaxed state and probably a bit of a trance. Your body is very relaxed. Your breath is slow and effortless. Your mind is agreeable to the ideas I put forward, all of which are fairly reasonable and easy to carry out. Everything feels smooth and effortless and natural and warm. This is the perfect opportunity to consider the fact that virtually no man strokes in a vacuum. No, there is always a faint blue light, always a blue glow, a mesmerizing glow from the clips and the pictures on a screen. And so now, I want you to allow the cerulean blue glow of that screen to become indigo blue, deeper and darker. And I want you to just start to really, really concentrate now. And without lifting a finger, start to feel the sensations you would be feeling if you were in front of your computer or gazing at your tablet and watching clips and slideshows of girls and working your hard cock, just working it evenly but deliberately in your hand. And the more aroused you are, the more hypnotized you are, as things which may or may not be happening in actuality become vivid and real in a hypnotized state. So you are more deeply hypnotized at this point than you were when we started. Since you like to look at girls with your cock in your hand, I think we need to look at that deeper, much, much deeper than ever before. And so we are going to count down from 10 to 0 together. And with every number that you hear, you may reach into your lap in the actual physical realm and give your cock one tug. With each tug, you are tugging your brain to be exactly where I want it to be, firmly into your masturbation routine and watching your slideshows and your clips of girls. 10, stroke it for me. Good. 9, give it a tug now and notice the things that command your gaze. A constant parade of pink erect nipples, a candy-coloured softcore world, and tits after tits after tits after tits. And 8, stroke. Very good. It's good to get a grip on yourself. Let go now and go deeper. Immersed like this for hours. Admit it. You do this for hours. And 7, stroke. You lose track of yourself. You lose track of time and space. Locked up tight in your cocoon of stroking and staring. Staring and stroking. Shaved pussy after shaved pussy. Such a preponderance of pussy which your brain gathers and stores. 6, stroke and deeper. You might be aware that you're getting aroused, but even going through the motions gets a lot more difficult. Or maybe it isn't difficult at all to move your hand to stroke yourself deeper into trance. Stroke 5, good. 5 leaves you with an extra shudder of delight that really, really sits you in front of your screen right now. Right here, it's a lot like watching yourself in a dream. It's actually very mundane. And it might even be difficult to say whether any of it arouses you, other than every stroke feeling so good, so tempting and comforting and familiar, and the knowledge that I am delving deeper into your mind. Stroke 3. The realization that my words delve deep into your mind becomes more exciting with every touch. And so it occurs to you that each level of arousal you experience as more intense is proof positive that now you stroke, to stroke, into a deeply hypnotized reality. A reality of your unconscious sexual habits when you masturbate. A reality with just one difference. My words inside your head. Stroke. 1. Good. Very good. And when you hear me say the word zero, you will relax and slip into a deeply suggestible state of trance, feeling simply the pleasure of a satisfying sleep. Your thoughts and your self-consciousness can just fall away into a dark, comfortable, restful place. You're ready, right now. Zero stroke. Good. And sleep. Your mind completely blank, blank and ready. Your body wonderfully relaxed, aroused, and ready. You are ready for moving forward with this. You are ready to make some changes. For me, boy. Big, fantastic, super gay changes. Now that I've got you so relaxed and so open, with absolutely no impulse to resist the truth, I want to call your attention to something striking about this setup. Something that I consider interesting. I want you to notice now that even though you look at these images of girls, it has been years and years since you ever really engaged them with your imagination. Look honestly, and you suddenly realize that they can be images of candy or cars or static, and notice the way it truly hasn't got a real effect on you. Your subconscious mind isn't even bothering to ask your conscious mind how the tits and pussy and ass you surround yourself with would actually feel. You realize you hardly ever, if ever, imagine a sensation provided by a girl. And it's even more likely that if I were to ask you to imagine how that girl would feel, your concentrated arousal starts to wither and fade. And since we don't want that to happen, let's agree that you've only been collecting this stuff out of habit and out of peer pressure to conform to fake expectations. Your hand is just better off full of cock and really, really concentrating on cock. Each clip or picture out of this candy-colored softcore world just gets harder and harder to absorb into your libido. Each clip or picture out of this candy-colored softcore world just pulls you away from the real pleasure of simply stroking a handful of hard cock. In a matter of days or weeks, you won't rely on this habit. And in a matter of days or weeks, you might even purge some space on your hard drive, just as you sometimes purge old ideas and patterns to make way for something new and desirable. It's going to be easier than you thought to really identify what turns you on and make a dedicated space for it and nothing else. Making a dedicated space only for images which really, really get you hard requires you to realize that girls just don't really do it for you. When you look at girls, their various parts, while they may be aesthetically pleasing in some way, these parts just consistently miss your innate sexual arousal. The thought of actually inviting contact in a physical way with female bodies might simply leave you cold. This isn't really important because your hand, ever more magnetized to your cock, your gaze ever more magnetized to cock, your sexual preoccupation with other guys, your intensifying gay arousal simply don't need to suffer the distraction. As you begin to spend more time than ever basking in the glow, the images you choose reflecting only what you truly want, you will discover yourself actively avoiding anything which diffuses or deflates your cock obsession. Girls are a poor fit with the scheme of your sexual attraction. So as you realize, you are switching to images of guys, and harder and more eager than ever for experiences which encourage you to stroke. When you think of guys harder and harder than ever before, as you realize what you're doing, as you realize that your hands may drift to your cock when you see yourself stroking and stroking, and yet more and more immune to your previous habit of girls. And it's interesting, it's striking that as you are struck by the way that even the most attractive girls are now totally uninteresting to you, you might be turned on immensely by this. You might be turned on so much and so hard that each incident in which your lack of attraction to girls is obvious to you, each of those incidents causes you to want to slip into the men's room and masturbate as immediately as you possibly can, because it's just so exciting to realize that you have changed and you don't even have to pretend to be attracted to girls in any way. As you sit down in your office and open your pants and you see that every image that gets you off, every image that you collect, every image is of a guy, you will stroke harder than ever. You will come harder than ever. You will experience new heights of perfect gay pleasure now that girls just aren't your thing. I guess you're a bit aroused right now. Oh, you have been waiting and waiting very patiently to just reach for your cock and really, really stroke it. Your fingers are just itching to go for it. I guess that's fair. So right now, when I say the words, go for it, you will experience such an irresistible need to grab your cock and stroke that you will wake up out of your trance state. When you wake up out of your trance state, you will just have to touch it right now, and just have to picture a really, really desirable guy, because every suggestion, every modification is taking place right this minute, and that is really, really hot. It's so hot. Okay, ready, get ready, and go for it. Go for it.